All right, Chris Blos, big set of whoops. Good qualifying time for you. Everything looks set for you to have a good night. Unfortunately, you were one of the, six or seven guys down on the first turn.
Yeah, definitely. Qualifying went good. Had a good heat race. Ended up third there. Then went into the main event. Super excited about it. Got off to a great jump off the start in the first. I couldn't, grab in third gear. Like, for some reason, wasn't going in the third. So I was just second all the way down the start straight away. So those guys kind of got me about halfway down, which kind of put me in a bad spot going into that first turn.
What happened? You know what happened?
I don't know what happened. I know everything just got pinched off and everything got shut down super quick. I was like, Craig came down on me. I don't know who came down on him, but or if someone did or not. But yeah, I ended up hitting Craig, and yeah, it was just domino effect, yeah. Pretty much. But bent my front brake rotor. I really had no front brake. Entire main event, everything was bent on the bike, yeah. So just try to manage it. And
14th, I mean, it is what it is. That's not so bad.
Yeah, I think I just looked. It was 13th. It's not so bad. I'm not pumped on it, right. You know, especially with how good the day was going. Yeah. I feel like the first two rounds was just like okay. We went to a new shock setting for this round, and I was super happy with it. And it obviously didn't turn out how I wanted to, but the riding was definitely better. So got to take the good, forget the bad, hopefully, and move on to A2.
When you were moving up on guys, I'm guessing a lot of guys you got in the whoops or you made some time on the whoops because there wasn't a whole lot else to do out there to get some guys.
Yeah, it was kind of with all the 90-degree turns and awkward turns out there, it was kind of hard to make passes. So actually, I was skimming for a while, and then skimming, for me at least, became super sketchy. So I actually had a really good jump line, and I was getting people with my jump line. So yeah, that turned out pretty good, and it's just hard because my front brake was going in and out, and I didn't know if it was going to be there or not. So sometimes I'd almost blow off the turns. So it definitely made it very challenging and hard on myself, but it is what it is, and you know what, we're pretty much healthy, so that's all I can ask for.
Didn't have a lot of prep coming in, from what I understand. I forget who told me that. I was talking to somebody that you didn't get the amount of prep you really wanted to coming into A1.
Yeah, definitely not. I had 5 days on Supercross coming in. You know, I rode a bunch, outdoor-wise, but yeah, 5 days on Supercross, yeah. Which isn't ideal. But you know what, we're getting back in the swing of things and everything's starting to feel better with the bike and getting it where I like. So, happy with all of that. Just, you know, cards didn't fall where I wanted tonight.
Almost could have though. Could have been a really good night.
Could have been a good night. I think if I would have got my shift and, let all the chaos unfold behind me, I think it would have been good. I was looking at the results. I think Muffer got six, so good for him. And I know I can do that. So, yeah, it is what it is.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Thank you.